Realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
While pundits try to predict the future of the national economy, you may be worrying about your own economic condition. A vital part of your business and your personal financial strategy should be when and how to borrow money. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, you'll find the right person to guide you through the loan process and answer those questions you have on your mind right now. Put your mind at ease with Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
And we welcome you into the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 following Mountain Home's 56-42 loss to a very good Greene County Tech team, I will say that. But it was just a night that didn't seem like offensively things went too well for Mountain Home tonight.
Yeah, both teams just kind of just ho-hum. You know, they weren't lazy. That's not a great word to say. They just kind of dead-legged, and, you know, it was just a tough night getting shots to fall, tough night on intensity. You know, we would get some stops, but just couldn't put a run together to kind of, you know, spin it off. Now, it didn't help that we were playing two top-tier 5A teams as
right.
You know, Perigo girls are 8-2. I think it's 16-0 now for Greene County Tech.
Yep.
And, you know, these are teams, both teams are very, very good teams. But, you know, that's where Mountain Home wants to get to, and that's where they want to be, is in that upper echelon of teams. And when it is, you've got to be able to pull out games like this and try to win some of them.
Let's get our Dewey & Sons Plumbing. We'll actually go with co-players of the game. For all your plumbing needs, contact the plumber number at 425-4868. We'll actually go with both Braden Dewey and Blaine Tate. Dewey was the leading scorer with 18 points, but I tell you what, Tate did some of the little things tonight.
Yeah, he did. He came in and gave a good spark. You know, in games like this, that's what you're kind of needing. You're needing someone to come off the bench and give you a spark and make some of those hustle plays, get some easy buckets, and, you know, try to just get a run going your way. And Blaine did that for a little while. You know, we just couldn't finish up putting everything together after that.
So Tate ended up so Dewey was the leading scorer for Mountain Home with 17 points. Tate, McGee Harris, and Ryder McLean each ended up with six. Kai Bickford had three on the night and two each for Robert Dover and Hagen Robb. Greene County Tech had three players in double figures. Benji Goodman led the way with 18 points, all from behind the arc. Also 13 on the night for Tyler Vincent and 12 for Landon Stewart off the bench. Six for Cole Puckett, five for Jonah Lane, and two for Garrett Cup. This game had three ties and three lead changes. Rebounds, Mount Home actually out-rebounded the Golden Eagles tonight by a count of 24-20. Turnovers, Mount Home did a little better there. They ended up with 12, and Greene County Tech had 14 on the night. So Mountain Home's going to fall to 8-7 on the season, and Greene County Tech's going to improve to 16-0 on the year. So again, Mountain Home loses this game 56-42. The other semifinal was lost, was won by Farmington over Perigold 77-43. And the consolation side of the bracket, Flippin beat Cave City 62-49, and Greenwood Top Junction City 67-57. So here's the way it's going to look tomorrow. The seventh, actually before I look over tomorrow's schedule, let me give you the scores from the girls bracket from earlier today. Mount Holmes girls lost to Perigold 52-42 in the one semifinal. The other semifinal had Farmington over Fair Grove 59-42. On the consolation side, Clinton pretty much just had their way with Rogers 67-38. And Flippin pulled off the upset over Salem, 54-52. I was actually here watching that game. I tell you, Flippin, I thought really played well, especially on the boards.
Yeah, Flippin played a really, really good game. That's a big win for the Flippin Bobcats over a team that's in a classification above them, and Salem, who's picked to do well in their classification. And, you know, Flippin was played very hard, and it really deserved the win.
Actually, they are in the same class.
Oh, they're in the same class?
Yeah, Flippin moved back up to the 3A this year. Yep. But looks like probably now that Salem has lost two straight, they'll probably drop out of the top five when the new rankings come out.
Yep.
So, anyway, so here's what's going on. The seventh-place games will be played tomorrow in the junior high gym. The first one will be the boys' game between Cave City and Junction City at 10. And then the girls' game will be between Salem and Rogers at 11:20. The rest of the games will be right here in the hangar. The fifth-place games, also known as the Consolation Championship games, first will be the boys' game between Flippin and Greenwood at 10. And then at 11:20, Flippin will play Clinton at, again, that will be 11:20. I'll go over the championship games real quick. It will be the boys' game will be between the Greene County Tech and Farmington at 3:20. And then Paragould will play Farmington on the girls' side at 4:40. And both the Mounts Homes teams will play in the third-place games. The boys will play first at 12:40 against Paragould. And then the girls will take the court at around 2 o'clock against Fairgrove, Missouri. So, again, we'll have another doubleheader, back-to-back games, starting with the boys tomorrow around 12:40, right here for you on Classic Hits 101.7, and hopefully we'll have some better luck tomorrow.
Yeah, both teams need to rebound. You know, they both play good teams, good hard-fought victories. Their legs are going to be tired the third day of playing in a row, and both teams are going to have to rebound and see if they're both against really good teams. I mean, you know, Mountain Home and the boys' side playing Paragould. Paragould's already beat us once over here.
Yes.
It's kind of a rematch, kind of like the girls. The Hall kid that's out there, he can shoot lights out. We have to do a good job stopping him. And, you know, on the girls' side, Fairgrove. Fairgrove is a school out of Missouri that they've got a really good guard, a couple big posts. It's going to be a lot like what we saw with Paragould tonight. You know, maybe not the athletes that they have, but, you know, you hope our girls can give a little pressure and do a good job rebounding on that win as well.
You said Fairgrove gave West Plains all they wanted?
Yeah, Fairgrove lost to West Plains by 5, I think, was the final score of that game. You know, West Plains kind of handed it to Mountain Home, which we didn't shoot well that game on the girls' side. But then again, you know, hey, they still beat us pretty bad. So we're going to have to come and be prepared for that game.
So, again, Mountain Home boys will play Paragould at 12:40, and the girls will play Fairgrove, Missouri, right after that, too. We'll look forward to bringing it to you, Brad. Looking forward to having it.
Yep, we'll see you tomorrow night, Matt.
You got
tomorrow,
it.
Tomorrow, midday, I guess.
Yeah, midday. So, well, you know, thank you to Brad Coleman who joined me here at the broadcast position. I also want to thank my producer, Audrey Young, back at the studio. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Bomber Gymnasium.
Mountain Home Bomber Basketball has been brought to you on KTLO by ASC Warranty, Baxter Health, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Centennial Bank, Coleman Family Dentistry, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Knox Orthopedics, Strider Consulting, White Country, United Country Real Estate, and White River Materials. The Bombers will take the court tomorrow on Classic Hits 101.7.